Hi, dictation for Michelle Spruce, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name Spruce, S-P-R-U-C-E. Date of birth is 8-9-51 and date of accident 5-21-2022. And date of service is 8-17-2022. Miss Michelle Spruce is here for a follow-up visit today. She was initially involved in an automobile accident where she was, where she hit a ice patch on a Southfield freeway exiting on Joy Road, after which her car spun and hit a median in a high speed, and she was a restrained driver. This caused her severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and the left shoulder, and cramping in the left leg, as well as moderate headaches without TBI symptoms. Patient has been undergoing physical therapy since the time of accident, and she has had a MRI done. She has had several injection treatments. The MRIs are found positive for in pathology in the shoulder region, left side, with a full thickness tear of the supraspinatus tendon. And tendinosis of subscapularis tendon, mild to moderate fluid in the subacromial subdeltoid bursa. AC joint shows mild fibrosis capsular hypertrophy and mild shoulder joint effusion. Complex tear of the entire superior, anterior superior, posterior superior labrum, and cortical erosions, for which the patient was referred to Dr. Zoma, the orthopedic surgeon. She could not make an appointment, and it has been rescheduled today. In addition, the cervical spine showed a multi-level disc involvement with disc bulging throughout from C2 and C3 is the retrolisthesis, and C6 and 7 is anterolisthesis, but C5, 6, C6, 7, C71, and from T1 to T6, there are bulging disc indenting the ventricular tract. In the lumbar region, L2-3, there is a herniated disc. At L3-4, bulging disc. L4-5, herniated disc. And L5-S1, herniated disc with severe bilateral neural foramen stenosis and spinal stenosis. Currently, the patient reports that her mood has suddenly got better with the Wellbutrin. She also has gained 15 pounds as she is taking a Medrol as well as DHEA from the over-the-counter. And she also reports that her lidocaine cream and the pain gel has helped her a lot. And she still experiences pain, aches and pains and cramping of both the legs. However, the pain in the shoulder is very important to her. She's unable to do any work. She drops plates out of her hand and phone out of her hand due to the severe weakness and inability to do the abduction. She can only reach up to 90 degrees. Overall, the pain level is reported to be 5, and in the neck, mid-back, and lower back, with no significant radiation to the arms or the legs. ADLs are reported affected at 5. 60% improvement has been reported by the patient. Specifically, patient reports walking ability and work is affected 7 out of other ADLs, and sleep is affected 6 out of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient denies any headaches anymore, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbances. There are no confusion, disorientation. Patient denies any seizure or blackouts or loss of memory. There is some loss of balance and lack of focus, anxiety and depression, but it is improving also with the medications. In the pain and numbness, patient has a lower back stiffness, neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness, and limited range of motion, and nerve pain, lower back pain, mid back, upper back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, and ankle and foot pain. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there's no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. Last 30 days, patient reports that she has a 60% improvement and no changes in the medical history, except she has gained the weight. She was she dropped down to 84 pounds and now she's back to 99 pounds. Very happy she is. No surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Medrol and Tylenol codeine and Cerisex for headaches. Substance abuse, none is reported, except occasional marijuana. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 114 over 89, pulse is 83, pulse ox 99. Rest of the physical examination came from previous visit of 7/20/2022. Dictation number is 0722-086, including the diagnosis. Plan of care. Patient denies any seizure activity since her last admission on 7/15/2022 Extension Hospital, although she is undergoing some investigative checkup with the neurologist. I do not have the records for that. Since her mood is better, we'll continue on all the medication, including Wellbutrin that has been renewed for her. Meloxicam is added, Cyclobenzaprine is added, and Nexium for stomach protection. Voltaren gel and lidocaine patch has been added. Patient is again referred to Dr. Redden, a spine specialist, spine surgeon, for evaluation for spinal cord stimulation. She's also referred to Dr. Zoma for orthopedic surgery consultation regarding her left shoulder, and hopefully that will help her. She's also provided with Medrol 8 mg daily with food for another month. Melatonin 10 mg at night for sleep. Furoside 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN 50. And Imitrex 50 mg 25 tablets only for severe headaches to be taken. In addition, patient will continue doing physical therapy. She remains disabled for work and housework replacement. So that will be all there is. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.